الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر، ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله، أولئك سيرحمهم الله، إن الله عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ulama al-Kiram, most respected elders and brothers, and also our sisters listening over receivers. In this ayat-i kareema which was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of the true believing men and women. And since each and every one of us regard ourselves from amongst the Muslimin, the mu'mineen, and we affiliate ourselves with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever in the Qur'an al-Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of the mu'mineen, of the true believing men and women, then we should analyze our lives and do a quick survey and see whether those qualities are existent in our lives or not. If they are existent, then definitely we should make shukr, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain steadfast. And if those qualities are not existent in our lives, then we need to make an effort to inculcate these qualities. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places of the Qur'an al-Kareem has given the qualities of the true believing men and women so that we may inculcate those qualities in our lives. In this ayat al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed a few of the many qualities in the lives of the believing men and women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to inculcate these qualities and all the qualities of the true believing men and women in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and women, they are helpers, protectors, and they are a support for one another. So this quality of being a helping hand, being a support for our fellow Muslim brothers, is a very important aspect in the deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid great emphasis on this quality of being caring, of sharing, and this quality of sympathy. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many, many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Misal Allah sallam, in one place, one hadith, he mentions, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can attain true iman until he does not love for his brother what he loves for himself. So this quality of sympathy, unfortunately today, if I look in my life and we analyze our lives, then instead what we find is this quality of selfishness. That each person is only concerned about his own interest. But the deen of Islam instead lays great emphasis on being a helping hand and support for others. And especially among the mu'mineen and muslimin, we should be a help and support for the mu'mineen. Instead, what we find today, from the day-to-day level up to the government levels, we find that the Muslims are looking for support and help at the disbelievers. And they regard the disbelievers and the kuffar as their supporters, as their helpers, as their protectors. And this is a very, very dangerous quality. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as the quality of the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. O Nabi of Allah, give glad tidings to the munafiqeen of a painful punishment. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The munafiqeen are those people who take the kuffar as their helpers, as their supporters, as their bosom friends, instead of the mu'mineen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. What are they seeking? Glory? Are they seeking honor, power from those people? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. But true honor and total honor, glory, is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us and prohibits us. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ. That, O believers, do not take the kuffar as your helpers, as your supporters, as your bosom friends. So this is the first quality which we need to inculcate in our lives. This quality of helping each other and uniting as one Muslim ummah, as one Muslim body. And the second quality which is mentioned in this ayah, and Hazrat Maulana instructed me to discuss regarding this topic, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that they enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. We find this quality is very, very essential in the deen of Islam. In fact, ulama-i-kiram have explained that this quality is amongst the branches of iman, and a person, it is necessary and compulsory for a person to make amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar within his capacity. That is enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. And we find it is in our capacity. Every single person has an influence over others. A father has an influence over his children, over his wife. A wife is able to encourage, influence her husband and discourage him from evil. We find a person has an influence over his friends, over his neighborhood, over his colleagues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this upon us because it is within our capacity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَنْ رَآ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّهُ بِيَدِهِ, that whoever sees an evil, he should stop it with his hand. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ, and if he cannot do that, then with his tongue, he should speak out against it. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, and if he cannot do that, then with his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that is the weakest rank, the weakest level of iman. In another hadith, also in Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that every single Nabi had helpers, people who were very, very close to him. They obeyed what he commanded them to do, and they followed his way, they followed his sunnah. But after they passed away, people took over, and their evil trait was this, that they did those things which they did not say, and they said those things which they were not commanded to say. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَمَنْ جَاهَدَهُمْ بِيَدِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whoever opposed them with his hands, he was a believer. And whoever opposed them with his tongue, he was a believer. And whoever opposed them with his heart, he was a believer. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ وليس ذلك وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان حبة خردل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, which means that after that there is not even a mustard seed of iman left. In other words, if a person sees evil and he does not feel bad in his heart, then his iman is extremely, extremely weak. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this quality, that a person, if he sees an evil, he should try and change it within his capacity. So a person, if he looks in his life, if we study our lives and our social gatherings, then we find that it is full of this. It is one of our most common activities, that we are either debating about something, we are arguing about something, or arguing against something, for something or against something, or we are showing interest for something or a lack of interest in something, or we are persuading others or others are persuading others. So Islam has understood this. Even if you look at the marketers, they realize that the power of word of mouth publicity and to become the talk of the town. So Islam understood that this is a very, very powerful social mechanism, and therefore Islam uses it. That what do we use this powerful mechanism for? To promote what is good and to forbid what is evil. To promote truth and justice, and to check what is evil, to stop injustice. And by doing so, we will find that good will spread throughout the community and evil will be curbed. In fact, if you look at every single individual, it starts from the home. If you look at the father, he has a great responsibility in the home of making amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Unfortunately, many have the misconception that only certain people have the ability to do it. For example, the ulama-i kiram. But we find each and every individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the parents or the fathers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, that command your families to perform salah, and you yourself become punctual over it. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعٍ, that command your children to perform salah when they are 7 years of age. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشْرٍ, and punish them for leaving out salah when they are 10 years of age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place of the Qur'an al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So we find it starts at home, that the husband, he will enjoin what is good and he will forbid from evil. And similarly the wife and the children and every single individual has the capacity and ability to make amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. There are great virtues with regards to making amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. One hadith in Hayatul Sahaba, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a question to Sahaba al-Kiram, ألا أخبركم بأقوام ليسوا بأنبياء ولا شهداء يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء يوم القيامة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of such a group of people? Neither are they anbiya, prophets, nor are they martyrs, shuhada. But on the day of Qiyamah, the anbiya and shuhada will envy them because of their position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be on pulpits of noor. The sahaba ikram inquired, قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that who are they, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, الَّذِينَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِي وَيَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ نُصْحًا, أو كما قال. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are those people who used to make the servants of Allah beloved to Allah, and they used to make Allah beloved to the servants, and they used to roam around the earth sincerely wishing well for others. The Sahaba Ikram thereafter questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, Ya Rasulullah, we understand that they make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beloved to the servants. But how do they make the servants of Allah beloved to Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, يَأْمُرُونَهُمْ بِمَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهِ وَيَنْهَوْنَهُمْ عَمَّا يَكْرَهُ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا أَطَاعُهُمْ أَحَبَّهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, that they command them, they enjoin them to do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and they forbid them from doing those things which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when those people listen to them and do those actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins loving them. So if we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will receive the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, that they establish salah, they discharge their zakah, and they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the secret of success, respected elders and brothers. We are looking for success in different departments, but true success only lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the khutbah of nikah, the ayah that is recited, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, that person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has achieved true success. Because if a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him and grant him Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fire of Jahannam. And a person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and gains entry into Jannah, then indeed he is successful. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and gains entry into Jannah, then he is successful. So this is the secret of success, respected elders and brothers. Success in our marriages, success in our businesses, success in every department of our lives only lies in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're going to look anywhere else, we're going to find nothing but misery, and there will be temporary enjoyment, but the end result will be nothing but restlessness and disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings for those people who have these qualities. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon shower His mercy upon them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty, almighty and all wise. So respected elders and brothers, an example which comes to mind, which our Hazrat always gives, is that once a small child was brought before Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. So Hazrat presented a toffee to this little child. So this child looked at his father. So the father said, take the toffee. So Hazrat explained that this child has taught us a great lesson. That first the child looked at his Abba and saw that he's my father, my Abba, is he happy or not? If my father is happy, then I will take the sweet. If my father, my Abba is not happy, then I will not take the sweet. So he says, similarly, every single mu'min, every single believer, he should look at his Rabbah. He should look at his Allah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with me in doing this action or not? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me, then I will do it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with me, then I will not do it. And this is true servitude and true abdiyat. That a person becomes a servant of Allah, that he realizes that we are nothing but the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are totally dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with all the great bounties and ni'mats. One example which Hazrat gives is that of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, if I'm not mistaken, that once he purchased a slave. So he purchased the slave and the slave taught him a very, very valuable lesson. That when he purchased the slave, so he questioned the slave and he asked the slave, what is your name? So the slave replied that whatever name you give to me, that is my name. Then he asked the slave that what would you like to eat? So the servant said, whatever you give me to eat. Then he questioned the servant, what would you like to drink? The servant said, whatever you give me to drink. He then asked the servant, what would you like to wear? The servant said, whatever you give me to wear. So he said, don't you have any desire? So he said, what does the slave have to do with desire? So similarly, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are totally dependent and subjected to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we find if we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give us nothing but joy, nothing but happiness, nothing but serenity. And then we will become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as our Hazrat always mentions in his du'as, that when we become Allah's, then everything will become ours. Hazrat mentions in his du'as, oh Allah, make us yours. Because if you become ours, then our wives and children will be the coolness of our eyes. And our businesses will give us comfort. Our homes will give us comfort. But if you're not ours, oh Allah, then nothing will be ours. Our wives and children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us comfort. And our homes will not give us comfort. So the only solution, respected elders and brothers, to our problems is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And naturally we are insan. We will make mistakes. We will slip. We are prone to mistakes. But then it is never ever too late. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let us make sincere tawbah. The doors of repentance and tawbah are always open, respected elders and brothers. So now we find, respected elders and brothers, we are approaching this weekend of festivity. We as mu'mineen and muslimeen, we have our own identity, respected elders and brothers. We have the deen of Islam before us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us great happiness and sukoon. Remember that this world is a prison for the believers and is a jannat for the kuffar. We will make a little bit of effort, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter will reward us endlessly. Forever and ever we will dwell in Jannah with such great bounties. And on the other hand, they will find a little bit of pleasure in this world and endless disaster in the hereafter. So therefore, let us keep ourselves in a good environment and let us stay away from those places which bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those places which will lead us to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties of the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this nikah, barakah, bless the parties with mutual understanding, with love, with affection, with understanding, with tolerance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist the mujahideen and those who are striving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever they may be. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.